You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
How about Dame Lillard? Apparently, he's none too pleased with Dan Orlovsky. Lillard made headlines on Tuesday when he said he didn't want to return to NBA action. He said, if we come back and they're just like, we're adding a few games to finish the regular season, they're throwing us out there for meaningless games, and we don't have a true opportunity to get in the playoffs, I'm going to be with my team because I'm part of the team, but I'm going to be but I'm not going to be participating. I'm telling you that right now, and you can put that bleep in there. Dan Orlovsky hit out at Lillard's comments during Wednesday's edition of ESPN's Get Up program. Said the guard came off as a spoiled and entitled brat. Dame tweeted this: entitled and spoiled, MF, watch your mouth. My background, family, and character couldn't be further from entitled and spoiled. I said what I said. You sat out your whole career, basically. Dan Orlovsky, go back on TV with real Skip Bayless and tell all those viewers that, and tell Skip I can answer his question as well. What have I done since y'all got so much to say, and I don't know either one of y'all?
Yeah, that second tweet was in response to Orlovsky saying, I shouldn't have said the spoiled and entitled. It was more about a lot of crap's going on in this country, and it's a privilege to be able to play that game. And then Dame's like, all right, then go on TV and say that. Don't call, after you called me spoiled and entitled.
Mike said, I never heard of Dan until today. And Dame says, I heard on one other occasion, it ain't worth mentioning, when he ran out of the end zone, possibly.
Yeah, he got a lot of those things. When he was tweeting his apologies and saying he went too far with the spoiled and entitled, people are like, man, Dan Orlovsky's backpedaling faster than he did when he backpedaled out of the end zone. He got a lot of that. He's one of their new stars, and then he crossed the wrong guy.
Yeah, he did. MF, shut your mouth. I love that. That is funny. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5. The big news is that 25% open-air stadiums, you can have 25% capacity.
However,
outside.
Define open-air stadiums currently.
Well, apparently it's not retractable roof.
Currently it is not defined as retractable roof.
Now, that's not coming from the state of Texas. I think that's just how those stadiums are designated, that they're not open stadiums. No, because
outdoor stadiums.
Outdoor stadiums. I went through the entire thing and it didn't say anything about, well, in fact, retractable roofs aren't covered under this particular thing. That wasn't part of it. Oh,
so they're leaving it as vague.
Yeah, retractable roofs aren't considered outdoor stadiums.
Well, I'm sure the governor can say, yeah.
Okay, so
open the roof and it's an outdoor stadium.
So here's the thing. When Minute Maid is open, it does feel like an outdoor stadium. And it's not open much. But when it's fully open, it feels like an outdoor stadium. And it's been so long, but NRG Stadium was open, it never felt like an outdoor stadium to me. Ever, 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 because of the overhang. It never feels outdoor. Now, the whole thing is, do you have ventilation? That's why it's outdoor stadium. I would have to think the ventilation's not great in NRG Stadium relative to, let's just say, even where U of H plays or the Aggies or Longhorns or whatever, Baylor. That feels more like ventilation, right? Now, anytime you have something as high as what Texas A&M is now, when you have structures that go vertical, that cuts off some of it, but it still is very much an open air stadium.
We just talking about that, we were talking about the Rangers. There was no worse place than the Rangers baseball stadium for that.
Why is that?
Because there was no opening. It went up. The whole stadium went up.
Blocked off any breeze.
Upper deck throughout. There was no breeze coming through there. It was stifling in there.
See, so Texas, for example, their stadium has an open
open end.
Yes. They're building onto it, I think. And then Doesn't Texas A&M also? But regardless, you still have an opening. It's still much wider and much more open. Does it really matter, all things considered? If you are, NRG Stadium is big enough and cavernous enough that as long as you keep that distance, the social distancing standards, I don't think it's going to matter. You're not inside of a very small, tight bar or restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So I would still think you're going to be okay. If nobody in there has it, you're going to be great. How do you find out? Well, we'll see how the testing goes. If you are a fan, would you be willing to get tested to go to a major sporting event? I'll stay home and watch TV. I'll just let you know.
I would go. I will go.
You swab it up?
If the Astros.
It has to be a big game.
Not everybody's going to have to get tested to go to a game.
No, but if they said that.
No.
I'm asking you very specifically.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Every game, would you get a nose
not
swab?
Not every game.
I'm asking you in a hypothetical world where they said,
no, I wouldn't
this
do
is
every
what
game.
We're
no,
doing.
No, 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 no. No, I would get tested maybe once a month or so, yeah, to go to games, yes. But I'm not going to, not every game. No.
What if they put that in place? You wouldn't go, would you?
No, and they're not going to put that in place. That's.
But if they did.
Now,
they
what? Okay, no, what they might do is everybody has, you got to take your temperature as you come
so
in.
So what? If this is now part of eliminating your freedoms, is having your temperature taken, then just don't ever go anywhere. If somebody wants to take my temperature, fire
that's what
away.
I said. No, who's going to say no to that?
You don't think people will
no,
balk
no
at that?
No, no one will balk at a temperature.
You don't think people will balk at that curving
their
freedoms?
Here's the deal on it, though. When you come, if you're waiting in line outside in the sun and you come in, because I did this at Prime. They take your temperature as soon as you go to Prime.
They have scanners where they can take your body temperature. They have actual... There are things we have a commercial for it on our air.
Yeah,
where they can take
no. As soon as you walk into Prime, there's a camera there, and you stand in front of the camera, and it tells you your temperature. And when I walked in the first time, it was like, oh, your temperature's too hot. She goes, okay, stand over there for a second. Now do it again. Oh yeah, because when you come in from outside, your temperature's hotter.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So and I said, yeah, I don't have a fever, and then she was like, yeah, yeah. So
can
everybody's
get
gonna get
this
their
vaccine going, please. I just can't rush time. They got all these trials that are in second phase, which is good. Just can't rush this along.
Yeah. Yep. We rush, and then we're going to have I Am Legend, where we all turn into zombies.
That's your scenario. That's
if you rush a vaccine, that's the scenario in I Am Legend. They were trying to do something, and well, people took it, and we saw what happened. Will Smith and his dog were the last people left until he found more people. Don't rush it. Just get it right. I don't need to be fighting off hordes at home.
That's it.
That's all.
No, we don't need to do that. 909 ESPN 97.5. So anyway, here's the deal, though. What? Okay, all these high school football games, college football games, you know, whatever else is going off, soccer games, all this stuff. People are actually going to be able to go. And by September, again, baseball, shut up. People are going to be in the stands. Mm. By September...
This baseball
way more states, and it's going to be 50% by September. I'm telling you right now.
Okay, but how do you get a deal done then? You just go off of what? Are they going to start using Granato said in their negotiations?
Well, no. Let's go up, but no. Instead, let's give you 20%. Baseball owners, you're so stupid. That's all you did was piss them off. Let's give them 20%. Of what they would actually make over a whole season and a fraction of what they would make over prorated 82 games. Really? Because, okay, suppose stadiums are full by September. Suppose stadiums are full by August. Well, wait a minute. I'm taking 20%.
Well, then put a triggering contingency in that triggers towards a percentage of gate. Because there is gate. That is easily trackable. Ticket sales and all that stuff, that is trackable. You'd have to do that. I don't know how this – the way you're making it sound is that baseball can't come back. There's just too much – listen to this. You know, Scott Boras has now decided he's in charge of all players. He's now every player's his player.
Did you see what Trevor Bauer said?
Yeah, he came out and said, hearing a lot of rumors about a certain player agent meddling in MLBPA affairs. If true, and at this point, there are only rumors, I have one thing to say. Scott Boras, rep your clients however you want to, but keep your damn personal agenda out of union business. And then it's unclear what Boras may or may not be doing. SNY's Andy Martino thinks the tweet was a reference to the perception of Boras' influence on the players' union. Oh, it's 100%. That's what it is. And then now Kyle Loesch is now fighting, another Major League Baseball player is now fighting with Trevor Bauer. He says, who do you think has helped put a system in place where you can throw balls and never have to really work a day in your life while making unreal amounts of money? Take your comments to the MLBPA if you have concerns, not Twitter. Let the union do the talking. Best of luck. Sorry for upsetting you, Kyle, but if I wanted Scott Boras to represent my interests and the interests of my family and many employees, I would ask Scott Boras to do that. I don't want him to. I want the player group through the union to do so. Trevor has a point. Kyle Loesch has a point. Oh, perfect. I'm not upset, Trevor.
And saying Kyle.
Saying if you have a problem with how the union is repping you, let
Kyle
them
Loesch,
know.
The pitcher, came after him?
Going public, yeah.
Oh.
Kyle, your time as a player is come and gone. You're no longer part of the player group negotiating. Everyone appreciates your time and your service, but you don't speak on behalf of the players anymore. That time is come and gone for you. You're not privy to everything that's going on.
And, of course, Kyle Loesch's agent, when he was active, was Scott Boras.
Scott Boras? No.
Trevor, I'm going to chalk this one up to immaturity. While your generation is taking MLB business, or is talking MLB business while playing video games and complaining publicly how the union is doing, us out-of-touch ex-players aren't happy standing by watching you wreck what was built. Okay, Boomer, is how Trevor...
No, he didn't.
You wanted to like Trevor, didn't you?
No.
Then he came with the okay, Boomer.
What a douche.
Because he was losing.
Okay, Boomer.
I didn't expect much from you, but this is even less. Maybe come back and reread this after you mature mentally and emotionally. You'll see it differently, kid.
Well, when he called him a kid, that's insulting. A little disrespectful.
Well, he did that after
he called him Boomer.
No. You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
Yeah, a little out of order.
No, I think they're actually both right about this if you think about it, because talking baseball, but I'm not a fan of Twitter being used to discuss personal in-family business. I'm just not. I didn't like when LeBron used it to subtweet, just go talk to those players. I don't like it when – but this is – I think this is a little different. All he's saying is, hey, Scott Boras, stay out of this. Clearly, Kyle Loesch is cutting for a guy who is his former rep.
Carrying his water, yeah.
Yeah, but the fact is, I don't think he was talking baseball business. I don't think Bauer was. I think Bauer was saying, hey, stay out of this, Scott. You're not because Scott Boras is now telling the players union, I am recommending that you don't take it. Oh, okay. Thanks for your recommendation, Scott. Scott Boras is an agent. He's not in charge of all the players. And I think Trevor Bauer is just saying, hey, stay in your lane, Scott Boras. That's not out of line. I don't think that's taking business public. Now, you could argue the pitcher who just got in trouble. The loudmouth.
That just got in
Blake
trouble?
Blake Snell.
Damn it. Who?
Blake Snell.
Yeah, Blake Snell.
Oh.
God, thanks, memory. Blake Snell is probably a little at... You don't want to do that on a Twitch stream and start doing that stuff.
That's these kids today. Damn kids. Okay. Millennials.
Okay, Boomer.
915. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, Art, that is not what Charlie Pulillo wouldn't loot, first of all, okay?
He's got places Charlie would loot.
Supercuts hair product.
That's not right.
That's not. Charlie wouldn't loot that.
Academy softball section.
He might loot that.
They pay.
Yeah, Charlie is not a looter.
Charlie's not going to loot.
He's not a looter. I wish they would. Hey. Just start making lists of everybody we know what they would loot. Yeah, but Art got it right with the Chanel store for me. I wouldn't loot the bike shop. I would loot the Chanel store first because that costs me money, that place. And I still wouldn't. Even if I stole all their stuff, I still wouldn't make back what I have. What I've got invested in that company. 713-780-3776 is the number. If you would like to get in here on ESPN 97.5. Big ups to my boy Al Rosen, the constable. Constable Rosen. He says he's feeling okay. So he's got he tested positive, and we heard a horror story from Christina yesterday. Al says, you know, everybody's different. His wife also had a case of it, I guess, and she didn't get too sick either. So it's all different for everybody. And so texted him, and he said he's doing well. So that's all good. So I don't know. So are they going to basketball? So we don't really know. Everything is rumors with basketball, right? We haven't really seen.
No, I think basketball is headed there. I think they're headed there. They're just being a little quiet as they try to figure out.
But I guess there's a possibility of this playoff bracket without conferences.
The fact that you're hearing this means that they're in those discussions.
Well, yeah, but are they also, is it still going to be Vegas and Orlando or one or the other? I think they've set aside Disney World for it.
Yeah, we don't know the specifics, but basketball is coming back.
Yes. No, I know that. But is it, again, are they going to try to play? Like Dame says, I ain't going if I ain't got a chance to play. And I agree with him. Why would he at risk going and being there and getting injured or whatever for four meaningless games? That would be silly.
Then Dame,
or are they going to go right into a playoff?
Dame doesn't have to.
No, right. Dame doesn't have to.
Dame doesn't have to.
And he's got that right. No. And then don't take that pay. Don't.
Well, he'll get paid so he can just pump fake an injury and still get paid.
Well, right. Or do what you, whatever. But is it going to?
I think it'd be smart just to pay the guys who don't play. And if you don't play, the teammates who do play maybe going to remember it. Well, or if a team says we're not showing up, then just forfeit. What's the big deal?
As far as potential scenarios, I mean, Kevin O'Connor, who we had the Ringer story yesterday, said on today's call with NBA general managers, he tweeted this about 12 hours ago, Adam Silver revealed the results of the GM survey. 75% of GMs voted for a play-in tournament for the final playoff seeds. 25 voted for the World Cup-style group stage. Now, the owners are the force, and plus the players will determine that, but apparently among NBA GMs, they're all about the play-in, not a group stage.
No, they were never going to be about a European soccer, international soccer model. They're going to be about the NCAA model.
So you get to play into the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't know how far the seeding will go down. Really,
I think it should go 20.
But this is really a push. Well,
what about the other 10 teams? What are you going to do? They don't get to play?
No, beat it.
Oh,
I think so. And this is really all about because the Western Conference is so tightly compressed from 8 to about 11 or 12. Like the East, no one cares.
East stinks.
They're all under 500. Who cares? And although the Blazers are too. But this is more about, hey, do we cut short the season and remove those Western Conference teams from the fight? And that's really what the – if the West is more like the East, it would just be 1 through 16. But they're trying to accommodate for those teams.
So at what seed now do you have to play yourself in? From the sixth seed on? From the fifth seed on?
I thought it was going to be...
They're
going to
lock in the top four?
Maybe 7 to 12.
7 to 12? They're going to try you play your way in.
That's what I've seen in places.
Okay. So the Rockets are in?
Yeah. They'd just be waiting for this other stuff to play out. The Rockets are six.
So is that's not set in stone?
No, but that's just the GMs. I don't even the details of who would have to be in this play-in for the final playoff seeds is not clear. But the GMs at least would want that as opposed to a World Cup.
Yeah, see, but that's an arbitrary number. Well, the top six are in, but
I think it's just say, hey, these teams won 40 plus games or so. They were clearly on the path to make the playoffs. Who wasn't so locked in and they're going to pick arbitrary numbers and say 7 through 12, whatever they decide.
Well, if I'm the 7th team, I'm like, hey. Just do eight through 12.
I know, but if you're the 7 and you're only like two games above the 9th seed, you're like they're gonna be like, oh, sorry, buddy, you weren't good enough.
Yeah, you weren't good enough. Sorry, I'm in. So is it gonna be Vegas? Is it gonna be Orlando? Is everybody gonna play in their home sites?
The NBA has not. Outside of the what happened a couple weeks ago, maybe a week and a half ago, where they're talking about Orlando as the clear and first choice. The NBA hasn't said anything since then. It's just been leaks saying Orlando's first at the top of the list as far as bubble cities.
Hey, you know, today is May 29th. May 29th. You know what you got to do? You've got to start to make decisions.
Well, I don't think – I think Disney's already prepped and ready to go. They just haven't announced anything in finality. But I wouldn't be surprised if they've already decided.
I think so, too. I think it's way further down. I mean, they've been having discussions about, I think, different cleaning agents and things. I've heard discussions about different types of equipment and things that sanitize. I mean, that's been going on for a month now. So, and they're waiting for, I know they were supposedly waiting for some stuff to get in from, they were supposed to be coming over, and it's taking longer to get them over. I really do think it's a done deal other than the specifics. So we'll get the specifics, where they play. I don't care. I'm obviously not going to games, so I don't care where it's played. Want it to be safe for everyone involved. You know, I am wondering how they figure out who gets on television, which games. They had a set schedule of which games got on TV. Does that stay? Do you get a hit reset on all this, on who, which games you, what channels? It's going to be on the same channels, but what is it going to look like? What's the TV schedule going to look like?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you're not going to have a lot of regular season games. I guess, are the playoffs going to be, this is a new set of playoffs. We're not doing, it's not going to be the 5-7-7. It's not going to be that. So how does this new TV schedule look like? We have multiple games playing at once, like an NCAA tournament? Or are we going boom, 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 like back-to-back games, double headers? Or,
well, if you're all in the same place, you're going to have to stagger them anyway.
Yeah.
If you're all in the same place.
I guess it will look like just a regular TNT early on, and then ESPN takes over.
It'll look like an NCAA tournament thing.
Yeah, you'll probably, depending on how long they choose the play-in route as far as the final season, depending how long that takes, once the playoffs actually start, I still think they want the 7-7-7. At least that's Silver's preference, that they play seven-game series. We'll see if time constraints keep that from happening. But once if they take play-in as their final way of determining playoff seeds, I think it'll be a true playoff. And then I think they have two legit courts already built with camera setups that could work, because they play preseason, but Christmas tournaments there for college basketball. They have high school stuff there. So they have gyms, legit arenas there, and then they might have to build some bubble courts and stuff. But I think you're looking at a college basketball type first and second weekend type deal.
Yeah. And there's going to be four rounds. You can't play. You got to put, the first series got to be five.
Well, according to reports, Silver wants the seven.
He wants seven on all
he
four
wants
series?
A traditional playoff.
Wow. Well,
and the game
now there's no travel.
Yeah, and the finals would end about September 20th.
So you eliminate that. How about a giant this will just be one giant basketball community.
Pretty much. And the MLS was probably going to be there too, but yeah, it'll be Disney, they're trying to call it a campus so it doesn't sound like a lockdown. Yeah. And you've seen, as players and staffs get removed because they've been eliminated, they want to bring in families. But keep the number at the same amount.
I mean, this is really kind of a cool. I personally think it's kind of a cool setup.
It's gonna be like Olympic Village.
Yeah, that's but less sex. So.
Oh, really? NBA less sex?
I mean, okay.
Who gets designated as family? Like, is the girl is the girl as your IG
model?
This is
my cousin. No, we're not designated doing cousins. As family. Cousins are not allowed in. She's my sister.
I've got to see an ID. We
can Wikipedia you and find out your family. I don't know that she is a sister.
She's my sister.
Who just happens to have 150 followers
this is
on
my
Instagram?
Yeah, this is my mom.
Right.
Yeah, your mom's got an IG page and a fans only page. This is not your mom. Stop.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it. This can't be the Olympic Village.
It can be. 8, 9, 20. I'd like to be in the middle of that.
Would you? Because what about the soccer guy the two soccer guys?
Yeah. Well,
do you like that little fine they got caught with?
Well, it's better than the Thomas brothers. Okay.
Well, everything's better than that. That's the worst. How fast did it? I forgot about Earl Thomas, this brother. I forgot all about it. We got so much new stuff happening every day.
3 days later, they were at the Post Oak Hotel.
Nice.
Yeah. With a lot of...
With their sisters.
With a lot of wives?
It's cousins. 929 ESPN 97.5.
I saw a picture.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 713-780-3776. Looks like the Browns have the biggest offer for Clowney.
They were always considered to be the front runners. There's a rumor going around that Clowney is like declining the Browns right now.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure why. I don't know who else.
Well,
I know
he's Saints got the biggest offer. They got the biggest offer right now, but it's apparently not what Jadeveon Clowney wants.
He isn't getting what he wants.
No, he's not.
Nobody
getting
is. I know. I saw Devontae Freeman.
$37 million in cap space.
But Devontae Freeman is upset. Well, no one is trying to give a bad contract out other than in Houston. Because when you do that, it has an ancillary impact on the rest of your roster.
I don't think he's trying to give out bad contracts. He's just doing
that accidentally.
No.
It has to be on purpose.
He thinks they're good contracts.
No. This has to be an intentional, like a, oh, you got punked.
You think he's...
Is there a prank show? Is there... What's
undermining the entire organization?
Let me ask you this. What's the show where the guys sit in the back and they tell the guy they have to do things?
Yeah. Intentional pranksters or...
Yeah, and like intentional pranksters or whatever it's called on TBS where the guys just...
Impractical Jokers.
Okay, now say, oh, I'm offering him $22 million. I'm going to give him $22 million. They're in the back. Done. Signed. Sign it quick, Laramie.
No.
Scribbles it out real quick. All right. Now, get DeAndre Hopkins out of this building. We got to get DeAndre Hopkins out of this building. I'll say, I'll take a second for him. I'll take a second for him.
Oh, throw in David Johnson, too.
Yeah.
Make sure he gets David Johnson back, too.
Yeah. Now say, we want David Johnson's contract, too. And I also want David Johnson's contract. Yeah, no problem. This is the best one ever. That's, oh, my God.
Not a Impractical Jokers.
Hey, Adam Wexler, now make him say this. And I'll ask, what makes Bill O'Brien such a great coach? ask JJ, what makes Bill O'Brien such a great coach? This is the best ever. Tell me these moves don't sound like Impractical Jokers. That somebody is whispering, now trade, listen, trade two first-rounders and a second-rounder. For Tunsil, don't say anything about contract extension.
Don't laugh. Don't laugh.
No, you don't say anything about contract extension. We're going to do something in a different episode about his contract. Oh, man, that's great. This whole offseason has been Impractical Jokers. Somebody, maybe it's Easterby, he's got an earpiece in.
Somebody, I don't think Easterby's that funny.
Somebody is, no, you're right. Oh, boy, it's funny.
No.
What a bunch of funny jokes these things have been. Somebody is telling Bill O'Brien what to do, like Impractical Jokers. That's why I think it was done intentionally.
No. Mm-hmm. Do you think he's a plant to destroy the entire organization?
I think it's exactly what I'm telling
you. You think he works for the Colts?
Impractical Jokers. Somebody is in his head, and he keeps saying, they keep saying, you have to do this, or maybe it's more sinister, or else. Well, you know, you've seen videos where like the guys have to answer the phone, and you have to do this.
Is a hostage situation?
I don't know what it is. I can't figure it out. To be honest with you, something's going on. It's not normal. I've cracked the code. I'm going to stop blaming Bill O'Brien because I think something like blink twice on the Zoom call, Bill. If you're not okay, like I'm not sure what it is. But when I look at all these moves, does it not look like somebody like this is a prank?
Oh, it looks like a prank, all right.
Yeah.
But I think he might be, he could possibly be a Russian spy. sent here to destroy the entire city of Houston.
He's Irish. I don't see Russian in him. No. O'Brien.
Oh, really? Oh,
Bill
oh,
O'Brien.
What do you
Ireland.
Think a Russian spy's name is going to be? Vladimir Smirnov.
That's a good point. I did watch The Americans. That's yeah. a good point.
What do you think?
I did watch The Americans, but boy, he plays the masshole Irish angry guy pretty well. He could have been in The Departed.
He actually,
the hothead, he'd probably catch a bullet in the first 40 minutes. But
yeah.
He would have said something in the middle of a bar, and before you know it, like.
Hey, bleep you, buddy. Yeah. Bleep yeah. you. Hey, like, you suck
keep
too.
Keep him in, Henry. And then he's on the ground and they're stomping his face.
You suck too.
Yeah. He would have been the hothead. I could see him in The Departed or The Town is one of the townies who comes in. Listen, I don't care what we're doing here. All right? You guys can do whatever you're doing here. But if you come back in here, we're going to bust you up. You and your sister and your mother and your brother. All of you are getting busted up. Oh, you think we're getting busted up? Oh, good. I'm glad you think we're getting busted up. We'll see what happens. Don't say anything to that kid. We'll do it later. All of this feels better than me saying, oh, head coach and general manager. I like Townie. Bill O'Brien. Townie actor. Russian agent that has infiltrated. Impractical jokers. They all feel better to me than the decisions being made. Like, this is a good decision. I like this decision. I think we move forward using this model. None of that's acceptable to me. None of it.
And what's Cal?
He's definitely not the impractical. If he is, it's the most genius. Remember the one with
maybe
Aaron Stemper? I just want to. Way to go, Marty. Mayor Ed Norton, when he acted like he was that. Or the score also. Actually, now that I think about it, Ed Norton plays people who are developmentally challenged, who all of a sudden, like out of nowhere, hey, wait a minute. In those movies, am I wrong? All those movies, I forgot about The Score too, which I love The Score also. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not connecting the two. I'm just saying you're going to all of a sudden find out, he didn't talk because behind the scenes, he's whispering in the ear. Now Trey.
Who's got the better back pedal?
Now Trey Clowney for third.
Lance or Dan Orlovsky? Backpedaling fool. You and Dan Orlovsky.
Well, because I didn't mean for it to come out like that. But I did mean for it to come out like a guy who never talks. That. Well, no, in all honesty, I didn't. But I do mean for it to come out like this. Guy who never talks that everyone's like, not sure what this owner does. And now all of a sudden to be the worm tongue whisper in the ear of, now you got to do this. Nah, I can't picture that. Even I can't buy into that conspiracy theory. Even Lamont won't buy into that
conspiracy
theory.
When you put it like that, there's got to be some ulterior, something else is going on.
Yeah,
I can't be just Bill O'Brien saying, Clowney for a third, pick up Gary and Conley, trade DeAndre Hopkins, give Tunsil all that
think
money.
Think of the Impractical Jokers. Now offer the agent a 3-year
David
deal with
Johnson.
2 years guaranteed at $9 million apiece.
What? Yeah.
We'd like to do a $27 million contract, $18 million guaranteed. Well, yes, good.
Even the agent's like...
They're doing high fives to each other in the back, the four guys.
The agent's like, with Randall Cobb?
Are you...
Hold
on, you know
you're
I
talking
also...
talking about my guy Randall?
Yeah. You know this isn't Randall Chris. Cobb. I've got Chris Godwin too. You know he's not even up for contract. You know you don't think you're getting Chris Godwin, right? No, we're doing.
No.
Say yeah. We know it's Cobb. Yes, we know it's Cobb. Yeah, we're gonna want to give Godwin four times. We're gonna want to give Godwin four times that amount. Okay. Now do this part. We think Will Fuller is a number one wide receiver, and we want to keep him for his fifth-year option despite missing all those games. We think Will Fuller is getting better every day. All of us, Russ Joyner, me, Jack Easterby, Kevin Kay, who are the other names he always mentions? 10 different people's names.
Russell something.
Russ Joyner, yeah. And we believe that Will Fuller has a chance to be a wide receiver one, and we're going to give him his fifth-year option.
Bill, we're going to need you to call in DeAndre for a meeting. Yeah. Got to mention his baby mama.
Make sure you make sure you bring up baby mama. Yeah. Hey, say baby. Tell, hey, baby mama.
And maybe his propensity for other things.
Yeah.
It. Yeah, I don't want to say it. We don't like your baby mamas here. Now, I want you to, now,
no, wait,
now
that we've wait, gone wait, through wait, this wait, whole, wait. Now call Whitney Merciless.
Yeah. Now say 7 years. I'm not saying it. Yeah. Say seven years.
54 million.
7 years. Say it.
Say it.
Say it. DJ Reader, now just say, we have no interest in you, DJ.
We don't like
We have no interest in you, DJ. Oh, God. I hate playing this game. Now, if you think about it like that, does it sound feasible? That somebody is playing a prank.
It's a horrible.
It's a long.
Horrible prank.
Long prank.
This is the worst episode of Impractical Jokers ever.
Get rid of bad players and give average players long-term deals.
Impractical Jokers is going off
now. Okay, let me keep going. Now say, now make a cold call to Kaimi Fairbairn's agent.
Wait, you want me to give a kicker $4.7 million a year?
He missed like four extra points.
Wait a minute. I can't. Now, the kicker?
I can't do it. Do it or you're going to lose. We'd like to give your guy $4.1 million.
A year. $16 million.
He agreed to.
Of course he agreed.
At some point, this isn't funny anymore, guys.
This is the worst Impractical Jokers ever.
Not if you're
just
the rest
destroying
of the NFL.
An entire NFL team.
Impractical Jokers, the Houston Texans version. Mm-hmm. It made more sense now. I feel more comfortable with that for whatever reason than Russian operative.
I don't know. I don't think that there's Impractical Jokers behind him. I think Russian operative is probably more realistic. It's just to destroy our entire organization and a city.
But what is the connection? Why would Russia want Houston?
Because they always create havoc. You don't know where they're creating havoc.
Yeah, watch the Americans.
But why
Although
here?
They were nice. Russians.
No, watch.
Well, they weren't
Homeland.
Nice yeah, all the time.
They just what like chaos, and now they put chaos into the NFL, and it's Bill O'Brien,
and it's a trickle down effect.
Yes,
when Bill O'Brien gives contracts out, the rest of the league has to match or surpass.
Yeah. Now every offensive tackle's like, oh, I want my Laramie Tunsil deal.
Do you think if we follow the money, we'll find out the XFL is connected with Russia, and this is their plan to take down the NFL?
Well, what about that? That would be totally sweet. I'm joining then. I don't care. I'll
be a communist. I don't want agents of chaos.
I'll be a communist. If my XFL's involved.
Did you get that soundbite?
I heard him.
No, you're an agent of chaos. You've always been an agent of chaos.
That's true.
In a
944 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
If you can't like the last segment of radio that we did, then
you just can't like radio. You just can't like radio if you don't.
Sorry, radio's not for you.
Nope. Screw it. We got so many comments. Brent from Prime. I love this Impractical Jokers bit. I went there last night.
Lost you guys again. Are sitting in gold. This could be a skit.
It could be.
# Impractical Jokers. The Impractical Jokers bit with Bill O'Brien is gold. Featured audio. It is a little scary.
That is scary. No. It could be true.
It sounds exactly like something you would see where the guy doesn't want to have to say it. I don't watch that show a lot, but I've watched it enough to know they're all sitting back there laughing like they can't wait to see if you'll actually take mm-hmm. David Johnson back in the trade. Like, that's the kicker. You do something that's uncomfortable, and they say, and now ask for David Johnson. God. And
yes.
We also want David Johnson. I mean, it's exactly like Impractical Jokers.
It's exactly like it. No. just he disgusted me. That whole thing, every single move that he's made, every single, and you didn't even mention Brandon Cooks. You even mentioned that deal.
No.
No. Let's pay the five concussion guy.
Yeah.
Let's pick him up. Yeah. You know, when we already got wide receivers that can't. Oh, and by the way, Kenny Stills is going to make $7 million this year. Kenny Stills got him for that in that trade with Tunsil. $7 million this year. Why, hey, here's another one. Pay Zach Fulton $7 million a year.
Ooh. But that is already on his contract from when he first signed.
Well, that's good. Pick that guy up.
It's a contract. No, he won't. He'll cut him. He won't make the team.
Well, okay. All right.
They can't afford him.
Okay.
They can't afford him. They'll cut him.
Well,
right?
Cut him now. Why don't they cut him now? Well, it's past March.
No, you need bodies in camp.
No. No, you don't.
Well, if there is a camp.
Yeah. No, you don't.
You don't have to cut him now. Just wait. It goes on next year's cap number. You're going to need it for next year's cap number. So we're not even to the – there's a – anyway, it's after – I have to see what the new if there's a new number. Remember, at a certain point, you split the cap and split it in half in your cap hit. My guess is they'll do that. Or
there is no cap hit. He's got zero cap hit.
No, not. Oh, that's true. It doesn't even hit the cap anyway. But my guess is, look, he's got a chance to be a starter first and foremost, and you can afford him for next year. There's no reason to cut him. You could, if he's not making the money. You could absolutely cut him because that's real money you have to pay.
Yes, yes.
But you don't do it until
Cal,
camp.
But Cal's sitting there going, hey.
No, but you're not. It, once the season starts, he's not going to make the team.
Right. But, well, they're going for it now, remember? That's right. They're going for it now. Because all of these moves, this is go for it now. That's what I love about it. We're going for it now. Getting rid of arguably two of your best players over the last 2 years for literally nothing, or actually horrific deals that you took on crap deals for, and you're going for it now. It's and oh, by the way, how many teams go for it now, giving away their best players? Not only giving them away, but taking on bad deals in return.
Yeah.
That's go for it now.
Yeah. I know, yeah. Yeah, it's impractical jokers. I'm not worried about it anymore. I'm like, okay, who's back there? And we can't see him because it's Zoom. How are you going to know? This is the easiest time ever. Zoom, we can't go anywhere.
Right.
They could easily be on a Zoom call. They could be in his ear. You don't know. You can't see him. We're not all in one place, are we? When did these bad deals start?
Well, it was before this. No, Whitney Merciless was before the COVID.
Really? Were you there when it went down?
No, but it was announced before then.
It was announced.
Yeah.
Yeah. Were you there for the negotiations?
No, I wasn't there for the negotiations.
You know who was?
There was no negotiations. Whitney, we're going to give you $54 million. Thanks!
And the agent said, and he told his agent, listen, I'm not giving you your 3% here. This was too easy.
No.
You didn't do anything here. He just brought me a bunch of money and threw it in my yard. Yeah, just two big duffel bags, and they threw it in my yard. Yeah, you're not getting it. You're not getting your 3%. You did nothing. He threw money in the yard. I got a bunch of it in the bank account already. There's no way you could have got this from another team. Did you even call? Oh, really? Did you even call Bill O'Brien? Yeah. No, you didn't call him. He just gave me a contract, said, sign this. And I was going to read it over, but it has a bunch of money in it. Yeah, I know I had a half a sack in the last 9 games. Whatever. I'm taking the money. Yes, I'm taking the money.
Yeah. You know, no, I think you're right. This is a long con at best. Practical jokers couldn't make this up. There's no
long
it's
con.
This is way too elaborate and idiotic and unbelievable. Saying all of these contracts and trades are too unbelievable.
Multiple episodes.
It's too unbelievable.
How do you know it's not being recorded somewhere and they're not going to play it? There can't be post production. Eric Layden told me you can't have production right now. You could play these out. This could be a Netflix special that we're in the middle of watching. Maybe, what about Apple Plus streaming?
How to Destroy a Franchise?
Something like that. A streaming, you wouldn't watch this series, how it went down?
No, this documentary, we're living this documentary. We don't
You
have
wouldn't
to.
Want to see how it went down?
Yes, I know how it went down. Get DeAndre the F out of here!
Yeah, but who made him say that?
No, no one made him say that.
I'm just not willing to believe that you give a kicker that much money on purpose.
16? You know, you're not going to give your kicker $16 million?
I don't believe it's on purpose.
You're not going to give your kick. Well, then you're not a very good general manager, are you? You're not a very good general manager if you're not giving a kicker $16 million.
You don't take these contracts on purpose. You just don't do it.
Yeah. No. Well, that's exactly what you do. See, you don't know.
Why are you shortchanging Kaimi? 17.6.
17.6. Congratulations. Wow. 17.6 million for a guy who misses extra points.
9 million guaranteed.
Wow. Cap hit of 7 million this year. No, cap hit of 4.7. Dead cap 7. You can't cut him. Of course, you're not going to cut him. You love him. You gave him, you're giving him, oh my God. That is just so unbelievable. No, this is too elaborate for Impractical Jokers. They're not smart enough to ruin.
They couldn't have written all this.
No, they couldn't have written all this. Much. It's too much. But
and at some point, you start saying, all right, this isn't funny anymore. It's not funny. Another team.
No, yeah. Can't we ruin some other franchise? Why does it got to be the Texans every time?
Move to another team.
Why does it have to be the Texans every time?
It's not funny anymore, guys. Move to another team. Come up with some new gimmick, new thing. Stop giving kickers $17 million, second rounders for all pros, and taking on $17 million. Was it the pilot episode when they did they start last year when they said, okay, this is what we're pitching. We get it into an NFL team, okay? We take over personnel decisions. I don't know, Impractical Jokers. I don't think it'll sell. Listen. Let us do something right now. It's the middle of the summer. Let us start working on. The Texans have some stuff going on. They got a Laremy Tunsil deal they're going to do. Let us also do this Jadeveon Clowney. Okay, let me see what you got. I can hear you in your headphones. Turn it down. It's a little bit loud. Sorry, coach. Right. Yeah, so John Snyder. Yeah, we want to trade you Jadeveon Clowney. Okay, now tell him you want a third-round pick for Clowney. We only want a third-round pick for Clowney. Now tell him you want Barkevious Mingo. And give us Barkevious Mingo and Jacob Martin.
Jacob Martin, do you think he even
knows? Jacob Martin?
Now
the,
say.
The Seahawks, John Schneider didn't even know
now
him.
Say, now say, we're going to give you.
Wait, you want who?
And we're going to give you $9 million of Clowney's deal.
Oh.
And we're going to. Say it, and we're going to pay for most of Clowney's deal. And we're going to pay you guys most of Clowney's contract. Snyder said yes. Of course he said yes.
Well, no, Bill O'Brien. Okay. No.
Whoa. Okay, Impractical Jokers, once again, the Texans paid for Jadeveon Clowney and then had to pay for a bad contract in David Johnson. This has to be a setup. No one would do that in real life. No one would do that in real life. Name one general manager in real life that would say, we're going to pay for you to take this one of our best players, and we're going to take only a third back, and then say, we're going to give you one of our best players and one of the best receivers in football for a second rounder, and we're going to take on an awful contract.
You don't need one other. That's why. Listen, the value of your house is the value of your house. You know why? Because somebody will pay that. It doesn't matter if they paid a stupid price, they paid a stupid price. That's the value of your house. You only need one stupid general manager, and you got him. We got him. He's right here. That's it. That's all it took. Oh, what other general manager would give $22 million, $4 million more than any other left tackle in football? What general manager would do that? One. Only one. What general manager has ever paid a left tackle $22 million a year? One. Yeah. You know what the value of a left tackle is now? $22 million.
Yes. Usually one auto producer, though, usually it's not like, well, Toyota says the price is this. No, there's competition. Other people say, why did they get it?
Well,
so if Toyota says this now, this RAV4, whatever, $60,000, now everyone has to raise their prices?
Well, that's everybody's, yeah. Well, yes. Because that's the market now.
But you know what I got to say? The car industry has always been the leaders of good, smart business.
Always.
Sign bailouts. Yeah, that's who we should be following.
No. Every other GM is going, what the bleep, Bill? They can't wait for Deshaun's deal. They're all like, we have to sign our quarterback before Deshaun signs. Every single GM is pooping themselves right now, worried about signing their quarterback before Deshaun. We got to get this done. You don't think Kansas City is in a rush? They're talking to, right now, they're trying to work a Mahomes deal because they want it done before Deshaun gets his done.
Oh.
And you know what? Mahomes agents, them? No way. Ain't no way.
Lee Steinberg's like,
ain't no way.
No, we're good. We're good.
We ain't.
We're waiting for Dak and Deshaun.
Waiting
for Dak and Deshaun. Uh-huh. We go last.
Nine
shotgun. like the big brother who calls shotgun from like 2 hours. Out. Shotgun.
Yeah,
you don't get to just get that seat automatically. Well, yeah, we're taking that
shotgun.
Seat.
Called shotgun. 9:59. 10 o'clock on ESPN 97.5. Don't come in.
ESPN 97.5.